This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
When $45 can provide life-saving immunizations to 3 children in your town, is it ethical for you to buy another pair of shoes when you could instead direct that money to that charitable purpose?
You sent us these responses.
From Montana, this case is too abstract and doesn't include many of the relevant details. Suppose I am a firefighter and I need to have good shoes so that I can save hundreds of lives in my town. Then it would be unethical for me not to make sure I had the shoes I needed. From Washington, if we lived in small communities where we could understand the entire scope of resources and needs, that individual choice would be easy. Also from Montana, this is not an everyday quandary or dilemma. Should I buy these fabulous Prada heels or let 3 children continue breathing today? No, the better question is, how do we find the balance between expressing our needs and taking responsibility for other people's needs? And what do philosophers have to say?
Who doesn't enjoy a good dinner out or getting a new car or even getting a new pair of shoes?
But wouldn't you feel differently if every time you bought something that you didn't really need, it came accompanied with a price tag, telling you how that money could have been put to better use?
Oh, you mean a price tag that says immunizations for 6 local children or a month of groceries for a poor family? That way, you know that when you treat yourself, you do so with a conscious choice that you're giving yourself more than you really need and not giving it to others.
Most of us prefer to stay ignorant of how we could make the world a better place and forget we have the power to do so.
But at least one contemporary philosopher, Peter Singer, won't let us get away with that. He says,
if it is the case that we ought to do things that, predictably, most of us won't do, then let's face that fact head on. Then, if we value the life of a child more than going to fancy restaurants, the next time we dine out, we will know that we could have done something better with our money.
So consciousness of our individual power and responsibility is the first step toward ethical action.
Here is next week's topic. Only women get pregnant, but they can't do it alone. Is it ethical, then, that women should be held primarily responsible for preventing pregnancy? In other words, is it ethical to hold a person accountable for their biology?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is produced by the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
This is Danny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.